If you just spoke, Ed, you were muted.
Do we have a quorum?
I think we just need four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we have quorum.
Do we want to start or wait around a little bit longer?
Start it up.
All right. If someone could share today's agenda.
Oh, introductions first.
Oh, thank you. Introduction, I'll start off. Ed Chitty, co-chair, membership committee. Ron, can we go to you next?
Yes, I'm Ron Hernandez, I'm a committee member.
JP?
Sorry. JP Soto, committee and council member. Sorry, I'm in transit right now, so I'm just off camera.
Pedro?
Hi, Pedro Felix, council member.
All right, and staff?
Kara, council staff.
Mark, council staff.
Crown, council staff.
Wonderful. And I see no public. Now, may we go to today's agenda?
Maria, no. That's good to just say. Hi, Ed. My name is Maria Lacayo, and I'm with San Francisco HIV Health Services.
Ah, thank you. Now I see you.
Thank you.
Apologies.
No problem.
Mark, now can we go to the agenda? Yes.
I'd like to request a shift in the agenda. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling too well, so I'd like the piece that I was going to speak on, if possible, to be moved to number 6, and that would be the outreach discussion.
Okay. No problem.
Oh, council recruitment, yeah. So just moving 8 to 6 and everything 1 down.
Perfect. Are there any other requests for changes or addition? Well, I guess we can't add now.
Just one more change, which would be for Zachary Davenport. We're actually able to get in contact with him. So we figured that situation out. So he can be crossed off under the notice of attendance to be sent.
Okay, great. Perfect. Any other changes? Hearing none, I'm going to ask that we pass this by consensus. Speak now if you have objections. Hearing none, agenda is passed. And since I don't have the formal agenda in front of me, thank you. Here we go. This is the February meeting. If people can take a moment, review it, see if there are any additions, corrections.
Here, I wonder if you could change Chep Zoom 500 to, I think, is that Thomas, I assume? Yeah.
Do you not recognize this?
You were not appearing to me until you spoke, and certainly now I recognize you 100%.
Any changes, additions, corrections to the February meeting minutes? Again, we'll pass by consensus. If you have any objection, please speak now. Hearing none, the minutes are passed. Any announcements? Yes, Mark.
Just a reminder that our full council meeting this month will mark our return to in-person full council meetings. It will be at our usual location, the sixth floor of 25 Van Ness. We're still figuring out food, whether it'll be hot food or whether it'll be box food. Any questions on that? Committees will continue to meet virtually as the committees themselves see fit. And steering will meet virtually unless there is a substantive motion on the floor, usually involving money or something else that's equally substantive, unless the committee determines otherwise. Any other questions? I mean, there were no questions. Any questions at all? All right.
Any questions from the public?
No public.
No public. All alone out here. Moving forward, I don't have my outline since I just found out.
No worries. It was public comment, which there's no public. So the next one will be the item that I hope to speak on, and then I'd probably be leaving this meeting. So it's the exciting topic of outreach and recruitment. And so it seems like there's a few different tracks. Let me go over sort of like broad view, but what we'll even be talking about. So I'll talk about what the team, the support team, came up with as far as a plan to outreach to particular populations, as well as what that outreach would look like. And then I think we should perhaps have a discussion about some of the other ideas, like folks from this committee bringing ideas as far as groups that we could outreach to, including Cesar's suggestions. And then third, I think Kira has a flyer that she can share and that she can go over with. That sound good as far as the discussion goes?
Yes.
So Ed, do you mind if I hold this piece and sort of just go over it?
Go ahead.
All right. So just to remind folks what the outreach will actually look like, and it could look like two different things. It could look like, number one, an in-service to a particular group or agency or body of some sort. And by group, we could mean like, you know, support groups or advisory boards or whatever. And then the second way it could look is as a part of a COLA or needs assessment focus group. COLAs themselves were designed to be both focus groups and ways that we could actually recruit people and inform people about our HCAP project as well. So it'll go in either direction. The only difference is that the in-service one will probably be like 15 minutes, right? Where we will basically have someone from staff, you know, me, Kira, or Crown, talk about what the council does. And we'll hopefully have a partner in like one of you all as a committee member. And we're not going to necessarily provide you a script. I want to make that clear because we want you to be real. We don't want you to be reading from a script, but we'll provide you with like bullet points about like, you know, like introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about, you know, tell not us, tell the group about your work on the council and why it's important. So not a script. Just want to again repeat that. We want you to speak in your own words, but you know, we'll give you bullet points so that you won't feel like you're just sort of like winging it. And so the difference, of course, as I mentioned, is like 15 minutes will probably be like an in-service, 15, 20 minutes. Usually people don't want people to just go on and on. And that will probably not include HCAP. Now, if we are doing the same thing, but at a needs assessment or COLA, it will be in some ways like the beginning of that focus group. So we'll introduce ourselves, you know, a committee member can talk about their experience in the council, and then we'll actually administer the COLA and or needs assessment. We want our committee partners to stay during that time period. You know, we've had COLAs before where committee members have definitely just enjoyed being there to hear from the community. I think it's really important. And so, you know, that means a committee member will be there while council staff administers both the survey about prioritization of categories and then has a discussion. The discussion is usually a two-part one. First part being like, talk to us about the services that you're receiving. And the second part is a little bit more, I'd say, human focused about just tell us about your life. Tell us about your challenges. Tell us about your feelings about your community. And so that usually doesn't take much more than an hour. It can definitely go long, as Crown and Kira have seen, depending on how talkative and how big the group is. And then at the end, often we'd like to have Stephen there, if possible, to talk about HCAP, because HCAP is a resource that that every really consumer of service should be aware of. So that's sort of the structural framework. Before I go into the plan that Kieran Crown and I created, any questions about sort of just the structure of what that outreach would look like? All right. So our plan is actually, in some ways, I'm trying to avoid this phrase, I can't think of a better one, to kill two birds with one stone. Build a house for two birds. I think that was suggested to me recently. We're going to build a house for two birds. We're going to let them live. And meaning that we would like to propose to the Community Engagement Committee COLAs that are specifically connected to where our needs are. So as you all know, we already have maybe you don't know this because it actually has been voted on by the full council, but maybe word of mouth has come. We already have on the docket from the Community Engagement Group a decision that the Latino population will be the target for the needs assessment, which is great because that's one of the four target populations that we're looking at here in membership, right? So we can do those focus groups and also do our outreach to the actual community that we want to come on board to the council. And so we thought that would be a good idea to do that with the other two sort of targeted populations. And those populations, if you recall, were youth and Black/African-American. So we're going to go to Community Engagement next month and propose two additional COLAs. They already have one they would like to see done. So we're going to propose two more to those particular populations and then do the same thing. And so that we have outreach happening as well as actually community engagement within a focus group. To me, that sounds pretty exciting because we're not only hopefully getting people interested in the council, we're actually also hearing from them during those focus groups. So that's the plan as far as the council staff has come up with. This is only a part of the plan. We want to definitely follow your suggestions if you have other groups that you want to come to, but that's the next part of this conversation. Any questions about the council staff plan that certainly involves folks like you? No, makes sense.
Can you just explain real quick? Sorry. Hi, Mark. The COLAs again, what is that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't speak in acronyms when there's anyone new. And so COLAs is an acronym. It's an acronym for Community Outreach and Listening Activities. And so what has often happened in the past is that when a needs assessment target is picked, there'll be a lot of other communities, right, that don't get the pick that have been discussed. And so we have been conducting focus groups with the ones that kind of weren't picked. So, you know, we're not going to get the bigger numbers of the needs assessment. Well, you know, sometimes it's like as small as like six people, sometimes as large as like, 21, which we just recently had. But, you know, it's more targeted. And then a few years ago, council staff worked with this council member, Matthew Miller, to actually kind of restructure our focus groups so that they weren't just focus groups, they were community outreach and listening activities. And so they're in the focus groups, but they're also recruitment and ways to get people to come onto the council. Thank you, Matthew Miller. Does anyone here remember Matthew? I'm sure JP does and Ron does. Matthew was a strong leader on this topic, very passionate about it. Any other questions about this side of the plan? Okay, good. Then let's, not good. All questions are great.
I was just going to say that it looks like there's a question from JP on the chat. It
says, oh, thank you.
Asking if we have the capacity to do all three this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't necessarily have to see that as a big thing if it's a COLA. Like literally, all we'll have to do is find a support group that specifically targets Black/African-American consumers of services. Schedule that out. I mean, we're going to pay for lunch. Even we're going to give out incentives. That's going to be easy to find. The youth one is going to be more specific. You know, we mainly work with Larkin, so I'll ask Kira to connect with someone at Larkin. Sometimes that can be hard, but you know, youth like their incentives too, so that'll happen as well. So yeah, it'll take work, but it's I think it's doable. Karen Crown, what do you think? I don't want to speak for you.
I think it's very doable. I'm very confident that we'll be able to at least get a couple of focus groups together for this.
Ditto.
All right. And then the second part was, if you all had any of your own suggestions, Cesar was really cracking the whip in that in an earlier email where he summarized that you all will be bringing definitely 1 to 2 groups that we'll be going to. Now, that might be a capacity challenge, but I am curious. Do all of you have 1 or 2 group suggestions? Do? Oh, wonderful. Well, we'll be taking, well, by we, I mean Crown. We'll be taking notes. So why don't you start us off, Ed? Where do you think we should reach out to?
I mentioned this once before. The Interfaith Council of San Francisco, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it or not.
My former ED, Koshik, used to be the chair of that. Yeah.
Okay. It's a group that meets with at least 800 different congregations in San Francisco. It's Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, Islam. All major faiths are represented there. I wanted to lift them up in this process, in that they, having 800 congregations opens us up to a large, large pool of individuals that may not have ever heard about the council, that may have an interest in belonging to it, particularly if we do things, for example, like COVID shots. We can partner with them. I hate to use the word testing, but there are a lot of people that fear taking an HIV test because of the possible outcome. It would be good to be able to offer testing services, explain why it's beneficial. Because a lot of the diagnosis that we're seeing now are in older individuals that have had it for quite a while. So I was just looking at this as a pool that we might be able to partner with on lots of different health initiatives. They're also very big into homeless housing and mental health.
Thank you, Ed. I have some thoughts on that. I guess, first of all, definitely, Crown, if you could put down Interfaith Council and maybe even my name next to it so I could reach out to them. Ed, can you please list us those 800 congregations now, and then Crown will take those down?
Oh, sure. Do you want it in Arabic or Aramaic?
No, I just like it in alphabetical. I want to be clear, though, that we only will be reaching out to them for outreach and recruitment activities. So, you know, yes. The council is not a service provider. So we actually cannot reach out to them to do partnerships around testing or any of those kinds of things. However, we can reach out to them to tell them what we do and to say, to in some ways, info share about if they want to be involved with the council as a council member, or, you know, Manuel Vasquez over in another committee is thinking of creating a housing work group. So, you know, per what you just said, maybe there'll be folks interested in joining that group. You know, work groups can include community members as well. So I just want to be clear, we're not going to be able to sort of do part of what you said with them as a public policy body. But as far as like me getting in contact with whoever their administrator is and like either appearing like to do an in-service or even just putting together some kind of missive that they would send out to their 800 congregations. I mean, that's kind of cool. And, you know, who knows? We might get some bites there.
JP?
He actually put something in the chat, too.
I'm having a really hard time navigating the screen here.
JP can get us connected. Excellent.
Yes, I could get you connected. I'm part of the leadership roundtable that meets every few months with the Interfaith. It's a group of a bunch of faith providers and agency CBOs. So I'd be happy to talk with them the next time that we get together if you want to put something together. Or just bring up the idea, whatever makes more sense for you all.
Then JP, why don't you and I talk offline about this? I'll connect with you. Well, I'm actually going on vacation next week. Can I connect with you after I come back on vacation? And then maybe I can just figure out what's the best way for us to do this.
Yeah, yeah. And then also that housing work group that you were just mentioning has actually been an ongoing work group for a while now. So it does exist already.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's certainly what Manuel is the one that convenes it. I think, I mean, not to really speak for him, but my understanding from Manuel is that group, he feels that group is kind of losing steam a little bit and might need to be activated. And so he thought perhaps placing it, transferring it, restarting it over within the council auspices might be a way to kind of kickstart it. I mean, Manuel and I do need to have a conversation about that because, you know, the council only has a certain level of purview over certain things, and that's different than what his expectations might be. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't discuss it and potentially try it out. You know, as you know, we've had a housing work group that has come up with recommendations, and certainly before we even merged, the prevention had one as well. So it can happen, but yeah, just so that you know, I think he's thinking of just transferring it over, but we'll see. The housing discussion will be continued at the full council, and maybe that'll come up there too. So let's discuss, unless Ed had a second idea, I'd love to stick with JP and talk about his first idea. Did you have any other suggestions, Ed, besides that great one?
No, go ahead, dude.
All right, so JP also mentioned Chile. I think that's fantastic. I think in some ways the planning council, I mean, I think, as you know, JP, is already embedded in the Chile curriculum in a sense. Like, it's one of the potential advisory activities that a mentor can have their mentee go to. And I know that you had your mentee come to one of our meetings as well. So I think that track should continue. As I think you know, I oversee the mentorship component of that here at Shanti here in my bedroom. It's something that's on my mind. And I think that, you know, if this, after this new cohort graduates, if there are people who had shown interest in public policy by, say, coming to the council, I mean, they'll be just like the person that you brought to us. I think they should turn in an application and be connected with. So thank you. I think that's great. I also have suggested, as an alternative, if they want to actually have it as a part of the training program for the group to come, but I don't think there's actually time right now in their, it's like a 10-week cohort, but I think they have all their activities planned. But as you know, it's still like a recommended activity that a mentor will go over with a mentee. All right, moving on. Ron, do you have any suggestions?
Yes, sorry, go on. And we've done COLAs before plenty of times.
Well, let me pause you, Ron. I think actually we didn't finish with JP. My apologies.
Oh, I just had a quick question about that. I don't know if the curriculum had changed since I was on the mentorship a year and a half ago or so, but I don't think that was clear that was something that folks could or should do with the planning council. I, in my work with the person that I was working with, specifically spoke up around the council and was trying to recruit them, but that wasn't part of what I think at the time was kind of our part of our work plan. So I didn't know if it had changed.
Oh, okay, but good to know.
Just to make sure that the focus is clear, that that's something that really should be tried, because that really is, I think, the perfect group to get people that are interested in growing in this field.
Absolutely. So I'll check on that. I'll check to see if it's actually in the mentor guide now. And I'm actually doing the mentor breakout session of their first cohort meeting tomorrow. And I'll just make sure to bring it up verbally as well. Thank you for pointing that out, that it might not be there solidly. Thank you. Okay, back to you, Ron.
Oh, thanks. Okay, I'm not going to mention the name of this agency, but we've done a lot of calls with them. They're located there at 730 Polk Street. They've gone through a lot of changes, so huge expansion. They have a potpourri of demographics. And I don't know what groups they're having there, though, because I haven't been active with them. I used to go there frequently.
Well, you could, I think when we talk about outreach, you could mention agency names. I think we need to.
Yeah, okay. Well, the San Francisco Health
Community Health Center.
Yeah, I know it as the API Wellness Center.
Yeah, me too.
That's when I was quite active there, when I really needed the services. I was there almost every day. And so since I've been doing better, they've gone through all these changes. I've kind of like haven't been needing to go there except for my occasional, blood work or my doctor visits. But I know they're having CABs, but I've not gone to any of them yet. And I know they're having a different kind of board membership that they're trying to put together. that I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really rich suggestion. Crown, can you put down community health center? And then we'll talk about that. You know, Shanti as an agency has actually a lot of being in the same building and having a lot of shared clients. We have a lot of connects there. I'll probably just go to Eric, who's, you know, a former council member as well as the head of HIV programs at Shanti, to like try to figure out, well, you know, can you connect us with someone so that we can maybe do some outreach at whichever relevant groups there? Yeah, good call. I mean, they are a central hub of service here in San Francisco. Good call. Any more suggestions, Ron?
Well, should I come up two? Oh.
No, he says they're commanded one to two. So as long as
you fulfill
your minimum of one. Pedro, how about you? Any suggestions?
Yeah, I have two. So oh. I was thinking of the Latino agencies in the cities.
Oh, great.
So in terms of mental health, I was thinking of Instituto Familiar de la Raza.
Oh, fantastic. And
for health services, Mission Neighborhood Health Center. So Mission Neighborhood has the HIV clinic, and then Instituto has their HIV program. And so the point of clarification that I wanted to ask is, are we reaching out to consumers of HIV services or providers or both?
Our target is actually consumers, but that doesn't mean we can't have more providers on. Right now, what we're under are those populations I mentioned of consumers. So Black / African-American, Latinx, consumers, youth consumers, and then just unaffiliated consumers. But that doesn't, like, I mean, I think the council should consider anyone. We should never have the council be too service provider heavy. That's for real. But we're not there. I think we used to be there in the 2000s, but we're not there yet where we're dominated by, we're not back there yet. So if there are service providers who are interested, we certainly would, you know, this committee would interview them. But yeah, mainly looking for consumers. And so per your suggestions, as far as, I mean, those are two of the best agencies, I think, in San Francisco. I've worked with them closely in my former life. And
they both have support groups or groups that are running, and have connections with both of them too. So we can connect with them.
Okay, great. Okay, I mean, I think Crown and Kira are actually heading that up. As soon as the council actually approves this target population at this month's meeting, they're going to be all systems go. So I would encourage Crown and Kira just to connect with Pedro directly about like introductions and like who they should maybe talk to or however that goes. Awesome. Thank you. Does Estella still work at Instituto, or am I really aging myself by even mentioning that?
He has retired. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I am. How about Ingrid? Is she still at Instituto? Do you know? I'm going to stop.
I don't think she's there anymore.
I'm just going to stop. Okay. How about? But all right. Thank you so much. Thomas, do you have any suggestions? Or we're going to tell Cesar if you don't.
Just for like situational awareness, there is the Hermanos de Sol. Which is part of the Latino Resource Center, which is a combination.
Can you say that that phrase again? I didn't catch it.
Brothers, H E R M A N.
Oh, you said Hermanos. I see. Okay, yeah.
Hermanos, Brothers of the Sun, right?
Hermanos de Luna y Sol.
Gracias. But it's a combination of IFR and MNHC for the Latino Resource Center. So. Just in connecting with them, it might be a little bit complicated with regards to that pathway forward, if that makes sense. But they are both Aguilas. So Aguilas.
Another agency we can go to for sure. Absolutely. Okay. Before we get to, I think I can read Cesar's suggestions. He had some solid ones. Any more suggestions from this group? Maria, any suggestions? Nope, we covered it. All right. Let me read Cesar's. We can reach out to Han at SFAF, which is, I think, led by Andy Stone, who has been a frequent visitor and sometimes presenter to the campaign. Sorry about that. And they have monthly meetings and social gatherings that we could tap into. And they also have social events and where we can do some networking. etc. So council staff is
Larkin.
Are you interrupting my flow right now? I'm still talking about another agency. Wow. Put a pin in it. And so we will, I think we can do this. I mean, we'll need to connect with Andy about this. My only concern of this suggestion from Cesar is I think it's pretty service provider heavy. Right. And so I think that that might not be what we're looking for right now. I might have to break that bad news to Cesar, but at the same time, it's certainly worthy of a recruitment effort. It just wouldn't necessarily fit in with our particular targets. Okay, I'm not dismissing Cesar's, by the way. This is for the recording. I'm not dismissing this, Cesar. But back to a target population that is more on target. Thomas, you were speaking about an important group called...
Too late. Lyric. Moments passed. I've lost.
Lyric. I remember.
Gone.
You hate being chastened by me.
Yeah, I'm just amused.
Do you have connections at Lyric? I found Lyric sometimes challenging to get a hold of.
I have a new connection. I do. Do you want me to do an email intro?
Yeah, can you do that to Crown and Kira specifically? Maybe just CC me, but since this is Kira's responsibility and Crown is supporting her in that, it'd be best for that contact to go directly to Kira. CC me because I'm nosy, but that would be great if you could do that. Because Larkin still could be considered, but if we could find another group besides Larkin, because we actually almost always go to Larkin, and so okay. Lyric would be great. You know, there is some overlap, obviously, and potential overlap in actually even consumers, but it would just be great to, in some ways, feature another.
Are agent. We looking for folks who are positive?
Yes.
Yeah. So Larkin's better for that, just because Lyric is a little bit, they don't have that focus.
You know what? No. What am I talking about? We're a Birch Council. Someone could come on as a prevention consumer of services.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Let me rewind that. We can actually, it might be good to go to Lyric if there's a mix of positive and negative folks, right?
Yes.
You seem unsure. Yeah.
I'm just wondering who to approach at Lyric.
Okay. Well, I'll let you and Kira figure that out. I think that's a great suggestion because it also, it doesn't help us on the Ryan White side. And that is our target right here. But we don't really have, I think our person who actually was on the council as HIV negative user of prevention services is no longer on the council. I think that was Antoine. So anyway, it would be good, but we might want to do both. We might want to do Lyric and Larkin because we do need the HIV positive youth for our Ryan White side. But still, I think go ahead and still, if you can find a contact, do some introductions. And who knows, maybe they have a HIV facing support group. That's, you know, specifically tailored. I don't know.
Or Lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna introduce you to Todd Watkins, who is the liaison for that agency. And then they can figure out how to proceed forward with. So cool.
Okay.
I thought of something, Mark. Sorry. What about Health Center?
Southeast Health Center with Gwen?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That would be great. I think that Dave has already worked with Gwen. So this shouldn't be something new. I think I was going through some old emails and I saw a correspondence between Dave and Gwen, and I could try to find out who Gwen referred him to and connect that. Or we could just go right through Gwen again, but Gwen is a pretty busy lady. So I'm going to try to find the connections that she connected Dave to and then maybe forward that on to Kira. So Crown, can you add Southeast Health Center and maybe like parentheses Gwen Smith? Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
What about Walden House or whatever they might be now?
Walden House, I think we'd only want to go there if we are particularly targeting the substance using community. I don't think right now if our targets are the Latinx, Black, and youth populations, that wouldn't probably be the right place to go.
It would be, that would have been a good place for those formerly incarcerated too. at Walden.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, future needs assessments might target any of those substance use communities, communities that are in recovery, formerly incarcerated. Walden is a, you know, a great hub for a lot of different populations. I think just not the ones we're looking at now. You know, Crown, if you could also throw in Rafiki's slash Black Coalition on AIDS, if Southeast doesn't work out. But, you know, I think we, like, the city is rich in support groups that target very specifically Black African-American cohorts. So I don't think that'll be, that will not be a challenge at all. The same with the Latinx slash Latino slash Latina communities, not going to be hard. I think the biggest challenge will be, like, trying to get youth, because that's just been our forever challenge. Mm-hmm. Oh, fun fact, Matthew Miller was, for a very brief period of time, our youth representative until he aged out. All right. Matthew Miller, the co-creator of COLAS. Anyway, what, any more conversation? Yes.
What about UCSF Pediatrics? I know that they have some clients that are not, I don't know what the age is for the youth representation, but, you know, they're a bit older, but are young.
If they are, I guess, old enough to attend a public policy council, but young enough to be considered youth, why not? Do you know of a contact there that we might be able to reach out to?
Yes.
There's okay, well, you don't need to give us to us now. I'll just ask Kira or Crown to reach back out to you to get a contact. And then what we'll, what the three of us on support staff will do is we'll come back during a meeting, I mean, not this meeting, during our own team meeting, and look at all these different suggestions after we get that. And just, you know, because we're not going to want to do, as far as capacity goes, we're not going to go to all of these folks for sure. But it's good to have options, right? Because, you know, sometimes providers are busy and they literally just don't return emails. So the more options, the better. All right. Any more suggestions or thoughts?
I just wanted to mention that IFR has a youth program, a youth group within their HIV services.
Wow.
So that might be one of the focus areas that we do.
Absolutely. That's putting two birds in one house. Absolutely.
Right.
Is there an age limit on our body?
An age limit? No, you could be as old as you want to be.
What about
Thomas, it's just a number. No one's kicking you off, okay?
How young can somebody be and be a part of the council?
I don't know. I don't think that's even in our bylaws. I mean, I'd have to consult with HRSA, but I can't imagine they could be any younger than 16. I mean, it just seems unlikely that they would be younger than 18, but I don't know. Depending on who has interest, we'll have to figure that out for sure.
So you should be nervous, Ron, if we look into that.
Yeah, forever young. Any more suggestions? All right, then I'm going to leave the third part to Kira. She'll be sharing a flyer, and I'm going to bid you all a fond adieu. Have a good rest of your meeting and a good rest of your week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
All right, so this is the flyer that we came up with, and so it's pretty straightforward. I know Ed suggested adding in a QR code, which is very doable. So I could just add it in under interested if we were to be sending these out via email newsletters, anything like that. So that's very doable. But any suggestions, changes, or additions?
Well, if I were to see this flyer and I wanted to volunteer, I want to see how many hours I would have to commit.
Oh.
So maybe in there, attend monthly meetings, say, I don't know, 2 to 3 hours a month, something like that, to indicate that it's not a full-time commitment or part-time commitment.
Thank you, Ron.
2 or 3 meetings a month, about 2 hours each, you know, whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would suggest if we can, like, highlighting the help set priorities to allocate Ryan White funds. Like, I don't know, if maybe make it stand out a little more.
Maybe simplify.
To just really emphasize that first bullet point.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we be kind of hip and put a QR code to lead back to the council page?
Yeah, of course.
So folks can look at the webpage?
Yeah. Oh, yes. That is also very important, actually. Let me add that in. Add in the page.
So I actually don't think people are going to know what Ryan White funds are.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I would say maybe something as simple as HIV health funds.
HIV
funding.
Sexual health and drug user health priorities.
Can you repeat that one more time, Thomas?
Sexual health and drug user health priorities.
All right.
I also, HIV Planning Council. I'm wondering if, do we need to say you don't need to have HIV or?
Well, we are targeting those who are the consumers.
Or that's true, Ron.
Yeah. Kira, I'm trying to remember on the website, since we weren't sure if people would know about the Ryan White funds, I think the site says administers $17.5 million in funding for San Francisco, that maybe putting the amount of dollars that we're actually allocating might be meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Being more specific about how much?
Yeah, and not necessarily if it's Ryan White fundings or HRSA or SAMHSA or whatever, just that this council is responsible for how a very large amount of dollars related to HIV services, et cetera, are spent. And if you want to be a part of or have a voice in how this money is spent, this is the council for you to be.
I like that.
Yeah. Do you think that it should say how long the commitment is for, or is that open-ended? How long how long would you want someone to be part of the council for, or you leave that out?
It's two. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you have something to add?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I was just answering the question, but on that little part would be a great place to put about 4 hours a month or whatever Ron was saying.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, Maria, were you hinting at like long-term commitment, like a year or 2 years of community service? I don't know if we should stick that in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you can come and go. You're not locked into a prison sentence of 2 years, or we will hunt you down.
I think it's for life, Ed.
My hearing's going. What did you say, Thomas?
It's not the only thing going.
Yeah, John Paul's mentioned that he's afraid we might be overwhelming with info and detail. I agree with that.
So I can definitely, based on your suggestions and any more that come up, we can definitely tailor this. That's not an issue. But yeah, we do want to keep it kind of concise just to sort of grab attention. And then actually it's a really, I don't know how I missed that, but adding in even to this one, just the webpage at the bottom. So people, if they do want more information, more in-depth information, they can definitely visit the website that has that.
Yeah. The FAQ particularly.
The third bullet there, I don't know, that seems to me, when I read that, sounds like I'm applying for a paid position.
All right. So just reword that last bullet point. Yeah. All right, anything else?
I like the visuals of it. The colors and that's nice.
Thank you. All right. Well, if I don't hear any more suggestions, I can definitely, I took notes. So I definitely have my work cut out for me and I can come back with an updated flyer.
Okay.
How does that sound?
It's the first draft basically, right?
Yeah.
And a good first draft.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. We have, it looks like notice of attendance for Helen Lynn.
Yes, so that's going to be just something that Crown will send out. And so we wanted to let the membership committee know that Helen Lynn has been noted as out of compliance. So that'll just be something that Crown will be able to send out, letting Helen Lynn know that she's out of compliance and what she has to do in order to come back into compliance.
Okay. And then I guess next would be our current leave of absence. Oh, bring the little fellow back.
Yeah, so those are just noted leaves of absences that are still ongoing. So it'd be, I believe, Billy Cooper and Matthew or Matt Galbaker.
Okay.
Do we have an estimation of when they might come back? Or I know we gave them 3 months, but sometimes it's extended.
I know Billy Cooper's has been extended. Matt Galbaker would actually, I'm not sure when his would end, but we can definitely, Crown, if you don't mind reaching out to him, so we can kind of get a sense of when he will be able to attend. I think he might have given us a date, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
He'll be back in April.
Oh, okay.
And awesome. I'm not sure if Miss Billy's was extended. I actually thought in our last meeting we were just doing retroactive leaves of absences, and Miss Billy's leave of absence I thought actually ended, and we're just excusing her from here on out. Mm-hmm. I just thought about that. Because she was actually going to be coming today, but just wasn't able to make it, I think. So I'll just have to double check with that and just kind of see what's going on there.
Okay. So we can go ahead and do that. And then for the next membership agenda for our next meeting, we can go ahead and update that.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Oh, I guess we're going to go to the dreaded demographic information.
All right, and I'll show that on my end. Thankfully, there's no changes. So I'll go ahead and get started with this one.
I'm sorry, I had a question regarding, I don't know whether it's good on this agenda or the one prior. It's just a question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Question regarding those who were activated for COVID response. Are they still active or are they going to be deactivated and then they resume their responsibilities here in the council?
So I actually was under, I'll have to check with Mark to make sure, but I was under the understanding that they were deactivated since we had, I believe we checked in with everyone who was activated to see kind of, because I know Helen Lynn was one of the people that was activated.
Yeah.
So we checked in with her and a couple of other folks that were activated to see when they would be able to come back to the council and attend meetings more consistently.
Great.
But I can double check with Mark just to make sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll go ahead and share that once more. And so this is just the demographics of our council. And so there were no changes. The only change that was made, but that doesn't really affect our overall membership, was that Helen was added under non-aligned consumers. So that helped boost our Latino Hispanic number to one. But other than that, no changes. We our target areas, as obviously mentioned, are still Latino, Hispanic, Black, African American, and youth. And so that also applies to our next demographic report. So you can see down here that the total membership did not change. So it was just that one change, but that was that kept the membership the same. So our target areas are still the same. Does anyone have any questions about this?
Did you find out if a lane could be counted in as a...
Yeah, so that was the one change that,
that was the one change. I wanted to make sure. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. We've already had council recruitment discussion. So we're actually coming to the end of the meeting. Now, we had talked about the mentorship program at our last meeting a bit. I thought Mark or someone was going to look to see if we had an outline, some type of guide for mentors, for people that are wanting to be a part of the mentorship program.
Go ahead, Ron.
I remember we did maybe about 4 years ago that we did we did the PNP policies and procedures manual. And I think there was a section there about this. I think it was maybe just one page. I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's something in there that's mentioned what is expected of a mentor-mentee relationship.
Yeah, I was wondering if it would be possible if we could find that to send it out so that we might want to review that at the next meeting, since we're talking about going on the road and meeting different groups. So we don't have to come up at the last minute.
I think Mark had gone ahead and tried to track that down. I know it was, so during kind of the onboarding and orientation of new council members, Pedro might recall and might not, that is offered. That's kind of just thrown in there, that if you want a mentor, that is something that can happen and can be done. That being said, it is optional. So it is up to new members to decide to let us know if they want to go ahead and take us up on that offer. So far there has been no one that has wanted to take us up for the last couple of years, I believe, on that offer. But we should have the materials. So I'll ask Mark about that as well.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions or discussions that members might have for the next meeting in April?
I thought we would have something in the agenda already for this one about the fun outside the room. I'm talking about the weather and us deciding to come in person or not. So is that something we're going to postpone and wait and just talk about next month?
So as far as we know, right now only the full council is going to meet in person. The steering, it depends on whether or not steering or anything would happen during the next meetings that would need to be voted on, such as, for example, later in the year, we have resource allocations happening. And so in that case, what could happen is that subcommittees could just decide to, instead of actually voting, if you wanted to remain virtual for that, you could just recommend that they be approved, for example. And so that would then move all the way until steering, and then steering itself, that committee would have to meet in person to conduct a vote, and then that would also go to full council, and that's why full council would have is now meeting in person. But besides that, the subcommittees are staying virtual. Does that answer your question, Ron?
Yes, but it's up to the subcommittees too to decide to come back or not, right? And yeah. I think it's up for discussion yeah. right now. I'm just saying in future, maybe that's an agenda somewhere where, I mean, with the weather with the way it is, it kind of makes people think that they want to stay, you know, virtual. But yeah. in the future, we can consider going back face-to-face.
That can always be an agenda item that can be brought back and added back into the agenda.
Ron, are you concerned you'll melt?
Getting out, I'm getting crazy. I need to get out of here.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm assuming we had this conversation in membership prior is what Kira's referencing, right? Did you all decide at some point relatively recently to stay remote until, yeah, okay.
Well, I remember during that discussion, we also talked about how the recruitment that we're planning to do, we're getting people who want to be part of community. And so I think a lot of them would not want to, well, maybe they would, I can't speak for them, but I think a lot of them are looking to volunteer and be part of something, their lifestyle. They're thinking, okay, I want to be connected. And so I don't think virtual meetings is a thing that would cure that for them. So I'm just.
No, I think it's a good idea. If folks aren't opposed, why don't we just put it on the agenda as a standing item to check in with folks about remote, right? I know some of the other committees, people travel pretty significantly, like across the bridge. So it's a different energy, right? To being present. So, and then people are purposely on those committees because they do have kind of committed to being remote. So it's nice for people to at least have options as council members.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
Kira, you can bring the dog back. That is a cute dog.
We're waiting.
Thank you. He was actually asleep and then he woke up and left me.
All right, moving on, I guess we're down to item 9, next meeting date. Looks like it will be April the 6th. Right now, virtual, unless there is a change that comes via email. Next meeting will be from 3 to 5. Do we have a motion for adjournment? Ron, do I hear a second? Oh, yeah, JP is waving. Yes. Thank you. No, I'm making you torture, Thomas.
I know. It's like
wanting to get out of here. It's with that, thank everyone.
Yeah.
Thank everyone for being here. Stay dry, and we'll see you at the full council meeting.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.